Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to laugh.
I get that, Doug. I get it. I'm not mad at you, okay? I'm mad at the system. I'm mad at everybody! Let's party. Good morning, everybody. How am I looking? How am I doing? What did Mayor Ed Koch used to say, Vic? He said, how am I doing? Right?
I don't remember those.
You don't know?
I know who he is.
You liar!
I don't remember that catchphrase.
He wanted to get feedback as the mayor, and he was asking his constituents, how am I doing, right?
He said, how are we doing? How are we doing? Let's get after it. That's my catchphrase now. Chris Cuomo can suck one. I'm the get after it fucker now. It's time to get after it. We got news coming up in the hour. We got traffic and weather coming up at 10:05 today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you all the updates. It's a mess out there. It's the holiday season. And we're going to have John from Macy's calling in. John from Macy's is going to give us some tips and tricks on beating the big crowds at the mall this year.
Bad of the bone.
And what are the top gifts out there? At Macy's. We're going
to
give Macy's a big shout out. They've become our only sponsor. Macy's is now sponsoring Office Hours, so check out Macy's.com. They got wonderful sheets. And they wanted me to read this. Thinking of jacking off this holiday season?
What?
This is Macy's?
This is Macy's. Whoa. This is the copy they sent me. That can't be right. Thinking of jacking off this season? This Christmas season? Well, try our pillows.
I masturbated.
What do you think how do you think Jack Frost got his name?
Let me welcome Doug Lucenhoff, DJ creep. Doug Pound behind me. We are live. We are back. We never went anywhere. But last week was a weird one. Welcome to all the scores of new viewers we must have after our massive success of the Thanksgiving special we did. I'm sure so many people are coming in to see if we would deliver that again today, and we'll be disappointed to find the show we have provided for you today.
So put on!
Yeah, so put on! And we'd be happy to take your comments, your questions about that special throughout the show. I was quite happy with the response, and I got so many nice messages about how people enjoyed it.
Is this the marathon that
not
we did
the
last
marathon. Oh, I don't think about the marathon that much.
Got to be talking about our 9-hour marathon.
We were here a long time.
I don't think about that
did
as
a lot
much.
Of hard work.
It was a lot of fun, too, by
yeah, that
way.
Was. Yeah.
But it feels like it was a long time ago.
It was, yeah. 2 extra days long.
So much attention has been going to... One of the funny things is people, these lazy... I don't even want to call them journalists, because then we're starting to throw journalists under the bus as a profession. But just hired hands that have to type away and fill the internet with content. They keep saying how it was this 12-hour... Tim Heidecker went for 12 hours. It's never been done. He went for 12 hours, and it's like, no, we didn't go for 12 hours. We just did it for an hour and then looped it. We did the old loop-de-loop. But who could tell? So God bless him. And thanks for the support, Vice and Vulture and all these sites. Men's gotta health. Be on their last legs.
Men's Health wrote
Men's
about
Health.
It.
Men's Health was all over
that was
it right
the big
away.
One, yeah,
that's the big mm-hmm. get.
So we've got a big show today. We've got music from Pearl Charles coming up later in the hour. We've got Alan Resnick is going to be calling in from his bath. Also, folks, if you want to call in, our lines are open. Zoom is available. We're going to try to find the make a top 10 list like they did on the old David Letterman show.
Wally.
Right.
Except, guess what? We're, in the old Letterman show, you had 90 writers sitting around a table cracking away at it, and then they'd have it ready for the show. We're going to write it with you because we want to find the top 10 rock and roll villains out there. Okay?
One, two.
Who are the bad three. Guys? And believe me, they're all guys. A couple items of business right now I just want to get through. We've got this Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, our old Patreons only podcast, Please, Please Let It Be, is reuniting. Me and Eric Natornicola are going to gather here. We're going to go live, and we are going to talk about the phenomenon of the Beatles Get Back documentary and so much more.
Baby, and I am moving way too fast.
When I find myself in times of trouble, oh, Mother Mary comes to me.
Speaking what was that, Mickey?
Words of witness to come, let it be.
Is this John Hinckley or whatever?
No, it's not Hinckley. I forget what this guy's name is.
Anyways, anyway. So let me ask you the favor, folks.
Beautiful someone, vibrato.
Someone's on the Zoom right now. Someone's on the phones. I know you're out there. You're saying, T, I know you're all into the Beatles and the Beatles documentary. What did you think? Let's talk about it. I'm going to ask you kindly. Let's punt that. Let's bunt that.
Put the brakes on.
Put the brakes on and chill the fuck out. Join Everybody me Saturday night, and I'm going to get in deep. And I got a lot of thoughts. I might start. I might get a little emotional. I might get a little misty.
Thank you, Ringo.
Thank you. And who knows? Maybe Ringo himself will call in. Or
I
Paul.
Get kids. I'm but, lovable.
And then finally, Matt, next week we are off, unfortunately. And the week after that, we are going to be live in person. It's an office hours live, totally non-denominational holiday spectacular, December 16th. We've got major guests booked. And a few I've decided to remain anonymous until the day because we want to keep that a surprise for the audience. We definitely, these are people who are not a surprise. These are straightforward, hey, guarantee Amy Mann, Kate Berlant,
Curly G.
Not Curly G.
That's it. That's Curly all we're F. announcing.
But come
maybe
on down.
Maybe Uncle Phil, maybe.
Maybe.
Come on down. Get up. Tickets at officialofficehours.com. I suggest you fly in if you're not from this area.
Yeah.
And then Matt, producer Matt and producer Tori from Office Hours East have some junk for sale on their website, so check that out too.
Wake up.
With me in studio, Vic, good morning.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
God, good. Good. What a way to ruin a day.
I'll work on a new catchphrase.
The pounding.
In the studio, in the guest chair for a little while, see how long this lasts, is a jazz guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Doing all right. So what's your deal? You're into jazz?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a jazz guy. I'm here to promote my buddy's restaurant. That's pretty much it.
What's the restaurant? Go ahead. This is your chance.
No, this is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's called Sotto Mare.
What's it called?
Sotto Mare.
Sotto, like quiet fish?
Yep.
See, I know my
well,
Italian.
You know it.
Wow.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Because I'm Italian!
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I spent the summer in Italy, Tuscany. Oh, okay. I was doing a big movie.
Big movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh! It's- So go ahead. Sotto Mare.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm helping them run the restaurant, but, you know, really, I just want to talk about music. And if the restaurant comes up, it comes up.
It has come up.
Okay, well, I mean, come on in. You know, we got a lot of specials. I'm basically helping him redesign the menu.
Okay. Yeah. What is it? Italian seafood restaurant?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly clam.
Okay, yeah. So that's nice. And that's in L.A.?
No, it's San Francisco.
Okay. Well, yeah. We got a Bay Area audience. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. You do chowder or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But you don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about music.
No, I want to talk about music, yeah.
So you're into jazz?
Yeah, pretty much. You name it, I'm there. Not the Dutch guys so much.
Not the Dutch guys.
Not the Dutch guys so much, no.
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 Nah. Who's a Dutch jazz guy? Bay Area shit,
Northern California. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's nice. That's nice you piped in with that. I don't know. I don't really mess with it too much, to be honest with you.
The Dutch stuff.
The Dutch, no.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Miles Davis.
I love the guy. Miles ahead of his time.
There you go.
That's why.
Well, I'm a jazz. I like jazz. You know, I'm not like an expert on it or anything. But Vic, you're like Dizzy Gillespie and whatnot.
I'm a jazz cat. Yeah, I'm into all that.
What do you like?
I'm into David Brubeck.
Dave
Brubeck.
Yeah, Brubeck.
Take five. Why don't you take five? Get the hell out of here.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, take a seat. I'm into I'm all the jazz cats. I like the guy with the big cheeks.
Is
that Dizzy?
That's Dizzy.
That's Dizzy with the big cheeks. And why? Do you know anything about why that happened?
Why? Well, the reason why he's getting dizzy, because he keeps, sucking up all that air.
A lot of people talk about Dizzy Gillespie. No one talks about Nauseous Nelson.
Nauseous Nelson.
All right. Let's take a, Zoomer. Welcome the audience. The Zoomers matter. Zoomers matter is my new catchphrase.
Chesney 90.
Puking into the.
Matt?
You forgot
with
to
all
get
the
on
kerfuffle, I have not signed in to the Zoom experience, and I make sure my monitors are off.
Hello? That image.
You should be able to see Chesney in a sec.
Okay. Kenny Chesney's calling? Is that who's calling?
Chesney 90. Don't know what that
Queasy
means.
Quincy.
Yes.
Good morning, Chesney. How can I help you today? Quickly, please.
Hi. How are you doing?
All right. Let's just set this up straight, folks. How am I doing? How we doing?
I really like the...
We got through all that.
Why don't you give a blanket how you doing for the rest of the callers right now?
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing good.
Yeah, okay. That's
a catch-all for everybody that calls in. I know it's just a colloquial way to begin a conversation, and I appreciate that. It's a sign of respect.
Collect my clip.
But I turn it on to you. I turn it over to you, friend. Let's get after it.
Thank you, Jim.
Really love the Joe Rogan parody. I thought it was spot on. Have you ever gone any contact with him ever? Like Joe Rogan?
He called me over the weekend.
This is like a low key flex.
He was just like, it's pretty late, and he said, "Dude, would you take that shit down?" I go, the fuck?
This shit.
Come on,
weird.
You don't have a sense of humor. He goes, no, man, it's fucking embarrassing. You got me. And I'm just asking, would you take it down? I said, I can't do it, Joe. I can't do it for me. I can't do it for my audience. It's got to stay up. And he goes, I'm begging you. People, I'm a laughing stock.
I'm drunk. I'm high.
I'm trying to go down to Franklin's in Austin to get myself some Q, and everyone's going, ah, ha, 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 ha. You see what Tim did on Thanksgiving? Bah, ha, ha. And he's weeping.
Only on Spotify.
Pull it, man. Pull it. It'll do anything. I'll suck your dick.
I need it.
I'll give you my sweat lodge. I'll give you all my Biot. Why does he call those binoculars?
What are they?
His knock, his bios.
I don't know what those are.
Binos. I was watching one doing research. This is what I do, research for my comedy. You should look up some Dutch jazz guys.
Yeah, okay. All right. Duly noted. Written down. Okay.
I watched one. He was telling some boring story about hunting. And he goes, I saw him right there with my binos. Talking about binoculars. I'm just kidding, by the way. Joe Rogan didn't call me. I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Radio silence.
I heard from his camp. They're not pleased.
You did not.
Straight white men are not going to talk.
Listen, I got people think People got real. It's the reaction. We'll get to the reactions later. We're doing another new segment
it's
called.
It's the only good satire of Rogan that, out there.
Who cares?
It is. It's the greatest, though. It is.
But
yeah,
people think it because I'm making fun of something, it means I'm filled with jealousy and rage and like no man. It's just like couldn't imagine what a more fun loose thing that was, where it was just like
Calm down.
We should try to like spoof that make it's just making fun of shit, which is like, isn't that what we do? What do you want me to do?
It's a sign of respect.
What am I supposed to fucking do then? Mm-hmm. Somebody's like, you're just jealous and you're because he's so successful.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
You should be punching down.
Who am I supposed to be making goofing on then?
That's true. You are, but he's small. You punch him down.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
Fucking yeah. Bona fide moron.
I don't know. I don't really care. Whatever.
Knowing your own darkness is the best method for dealing with the darkness of other people.
Or that's the problem is that, that his shit becomes so gets so serious. That's what we're goofing
you are
on.
Not your past.
Listen, you have a boring. Boring.
Right, listen, you're not your past. Here's some inspiration.
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now.
Yeah.
Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that.
That's some like Dale Carnegie shit.
Don't dwell on it. Just keep moving.
12 habits of successful. 7 habits of successful.
Never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes.
All right.
You're the person who's learned.
Listen, you know what? And I'm sure it's full of good information there every once in a while. I don't care.
That's what's nice. He's got what Max Roach playing in the background too.
Reads.
It's nice. Yeah. Right.
You need one book in your life, and that's the Holy Bible, King James, baby. That's got all the answers.
You doing James?
King James, baby. All right.
Okay.
That's it on that.
All right.
I'm sure
thanks.
It's not.
Thanks for talking.
You got a rock and roll villain in mind?
Well, what does that mean?
Who's an evil dude in rock and roll?
Are you on, Mike?
Who's an evil guy in rock and roll?
Well, I don't know if Tim... You didn't mention this in the beginning of the show, did you, Tim?
I did.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Jimmy Page, he was pretty...
There you go.
Okay, we'll put him on the list. I don't know if he rises to the top 10, but...
I'm going
to
keep a list here.
You're going to keep a list, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. He had
I'll throw one in just to get things started here. Yeah. An easy one, obvious one, Phil Spector. We're putting Phil Spector in there. He's definitely in the top 10, right? No question.
Oh, easily. Of course. Yeah. Top 5 at least.
I mean, an actual murderer. Jeez. Yeah.
Phil?
All right. Thank you, friend. Where are you calling from, by the way? We'd like to get a sense of where everybody is.
From England, South England, in the middle of nowhere, basically.
Nice. But, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you very much.
Well, yeah, I love you too.
What's the best jazz coming out of England? Is that okay?
Out of England? Oh, easy. You got a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
Oh, that DJ guy.
All right, who DJ else? How about a hotheader?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Let's dive right into
there we
that.
Go.
Love it. Sorry. Here we go. Oh, I think we have some super rock and roll villains here from Mikey 619. You're on the air.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
What the heck is this?
It's going great, Mikey.
Oh, good. Gary Glitter.
Yes. There we go. There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gary Glitter, folks. Look him up.
Rocket. Yeah, you're going to be going to the, you know, the ballpark later. Well, not now, but like one of the
other
things.
He said G.G. Allen, too. That's another good one.
You're singing along with the pedophile.
Hey.
There's words to that song, actually, too.
You're the bad one.
All right. Hey, we should get to the city of the day real quick. City of the day is...
City of the day. City of the day.
City of the day is brought to you by...
There we go.
Nice on.
Well, hold on.
City of the day is brought to you by the Jim Brewery. Has working out always been a chore and a bore? And you don't want to do it no more? Well, you don't have to, man. Crack a brew. This gym's for you. As you're already well aware, former SNL funny man, Jim Brewer has always dreamt of creating an exercise facility that incorporates his love of drinking ice cold beer. Jim's lifelong dream has finally come true, and his dream now resides in New Brunswick, New Jersey, inside the former Pizza Hut building across the street from the world famous Stress Factory Comedy Club. It's the building catty corner, the 24-hour Rite Aid just before the vacant strip mall. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim, didn't I ask you guys to cut this down? Why do we have to get it?
This is cut in half.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Brewer presents the Jim Brewery. Heave yourself into the Brewerverse. Bruniverse at the first ever beer hall / fitness club that encourages you to gain pounds while you chug ale. And here's the coolest part. Your personal instructor is none other than a hologram of Jim in character as Goat Boy. The Goat Boy artificial intelligence hologram will whip you into shape with his intense 30-minute facial stretching and tongue exercises and then beat you at beer pong. And it goes without saying, anyone is welcome at the Jim Brewery. We're not going to discriminate here. Simply prove you are unvaccinated upon entering and you're good to go. Jim, we'll see you tonight at the Stress Factory. And then you ever see any comedy at the Stress Factory out there in New Brunswick, New Jersey, or jazz?
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll be dropping on and then he'll be dropping in on an IPA rowing machine class at the Jim Brewery. Okay, poorly written, boys.
That was all me.
That's
a mess.
All right, Bradley Young.
Doug, you just threw your hands up at that? You didn't come in there with a fine-tooth comb?
Well, yay.
I know, you gave rope.
I made a trim, but like, you know, I thought it was fine. Right.
You gave Vic the rope to hang himself, didn't you?
Well, I figured you're just going to read it with like, you know,
mistakes and like,
you're just going to overline.
All right, who is the city of the day?
Bradley. Tonight, Bradley.
Yes.
Bradley.
There's no winning, you know what
right,
I mean?
Hey, Bradley.
Even if it's great.
Right.
What you got on your head there? Shut up. What's on the head there, Bradley?
You like my hat? My nan made it for me.
Your what?
My nan, she felted it for me.
Should we just go over to England and do the show there?
You gotta go. You gotta do the show there.
I'm in Australia.
They're all there.
It's crazy.
Man. Oh, where are you?
In Australia.
Well, either that or whatever.
You know, the other one. Yeah.
Join the city?
Yeah, go ahead.
Melbourne.
Beautiful.
Melbourne,
but man.
The locality is actually Brunswick East. Even more fancy.
Now, are you a Hawks guy?
Hello.
No, magpies.
Magpies, okay. That's Australian football for everybody that doesn't know much about anything.
AFL. Tim, how do you know about that?
Well, I know everything. My good friend is a Hawks supporter. Simone Turkey. Don't jump
She's
to the conclusion that all sports
It's a bit of a Boise, you know, it's pretty Boise, the old AFL.
That would be Idaho, my friend.
This Simone Turkington, the great illusionist, is a big Hawks supporter. I'm a big Hawks supporter. Weekend. The pre the band formation of the band was known as the Hawks.
What's his name? Who's from the band? Ronnie Hawkins?
Yeah, Ronnie Hawkins.
There we go.
Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. That's what they were called before they became the band.
I saw Simone this weekend at the Magic Castle. She was great.
Terrific. Go see Magic Castle. Go see Magic Alex.
I want to go so bad. I want to go so bad.
To the Magic Castle?
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, you should.
I'm only in town for the weekend.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What are you doing in town?
Promoting Sotomayor.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. So you're down in LA to promote the restaurant up in San Francisco?
Yeah. I took the bus. I'm going to take the bus back. You know, right, I got limited time, but.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
If I can ask.
Yes.
Did you ever have specific crockery when you were growing up? Did your parents ever own very specific crockery?
That is a great
question. Because mine did. You know?
I'm so surprised to find out that this was leading somewhere.
Crockery?
Dismissed.
What can you describe the crockery you grew up with?
I can show it to you right now.
Oh, you still have it?
Like a crock pot kind of thing?
Like cookware.
In-laws have that.
Ain't that
my
china?
In-laws have that exact china. Yeah.
I think I have that plate too, but in a different color.
Nice collection that was given to us by our neighbors when they died, or the husband, some they died and were moving. I don't know how it worked out. It was not.
I've just moved house. I'm asking, what do I do with the crockery? I can't keep it here. Do I sell it? I'm thinking about that as well.
Wait, why don't you want to use it?
I mean, that's good. That's good quality.
Well, the housemates don't really want to use this weird fucking.
Kick them out.
What's so weird about it?
Get rid of the mates.
Know. It's pretty. You know, like
I'll tell you what we just did. We just moved.
It's beautiful.
We got rid of like the bulky.
Vic finally moved out of the compound. It's good to have him out.
Might be back in soon. We'll see what happens at home. But no, we got rid of like all the bulky stuff and just went to IKEA, and you got like, you can get a stack of like 10 plates and they only take up like this much space in your cabinet. The best. They're all white.
We bought a big thing of IKEA plates for Thanksgiving so that we can just like have them stored away and use them for when we have bigger events. More than four people.
Why don't you bring the family heirlooms back to your family and store them there, and then when you move house and get your own house,
And
you can have it, and you can pass it on to future generations.
It's just so expensive to move. Australia's a massive place. My family lives in Western Australia. I'm over here in the east.
Give it to somebody that needs it.
Just don't have nothing to
put
do
them
with
out
me.
There.
You understand that? It's my show. Tomorrow. You're coming on to my show.
I need answers. This is a big problem for me.
Are there any rock and roll villains down in the land down under, or has everybody been keeping a good? You got good eggs down there.
Rock and roll villains. I mean, since Bon Scott died, we've like been struggling pretty hard. So
wait, the drummer for AC/DC was like arrested for murder.
Oh, real bad
right?
guy, Rudd.
Right?
Wait, recently?
Yeah, past few years.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
What's his name? Murder? Put him on the list. I don't think he's going to make top 10.
Yeah, that.
Phil Rudd.
What's more?
Phil Rudd.
Yeah,
all right. Well, listen. Thanks for everything. Good luck with your crockery.
Thank you.
I think of crockery more as stuff you cook in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
right. 100%.
This is like, where does the word come from? It's not. Is it a crock?
It's a crock.
It came from you.
It's a crock. It's a bunch of bullshit. I like country
what would you
croc.
Call it?
You know, he's
you
right. Crockery, according to the dictionary.
You have to rename plates and bowls.
Plates,
what would you,
dips,
what would you go for?
Plates, dishes, cups, and other similar items. So he's right.
I just like the idea of. I keep thinking. I'm now in my own head about the people that were upset with my Rogan episode, watching us meander along and dribble into the nonsense that we get into.
But you
here.
Weren't really upset with their criticism,
This is a huge
right?
issue.
No, they must be upset.
Because they're...
Jim Brewer.
Rogan would have answered it.
But don't you think this is freedom
Rogan
of speech?
Say?
This is
what
not
it's all
freedom
about?
Of speech.
This is not freedom of speech.
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind. Point taken.
Where are you politically?
Politically? Yeah. Middle.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Sitting nice and comfy in the middle.
You supported Joe Biden for president?
Yeah, I like the guy.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I really like the guy.
Yeah. What was the last jazz concert you got to see?
Well, I'm trying to promote this guy, Terry Disley, actually.
Terry Disley?
Terry Disley, yeah, good guy. Uh-huh. We had him at the restaurant.
Terry Disley. Whoa. Does he have any records out?
Yeah.
What does he play? What's his instrument?
Sax, I think.
You think?
I think. He's a friend of the restaurant, so I'm not really, you know.
I hear you.
I'm more doing his PR, which I don't like.
All right.
I like to be down in the pit, but I can't be doing that with a client.
All right. Hard to get a sense of your... Hard to understand if you like him as an artist, as a musician or not, but we don't have to go down that.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite... If you had to pick your favorite jazz artist?
It used to be Zorn.
John Zorn?
Yeah, I used to really like Zorn.
What happened there?
Naked City, I'm off. I go, that's not the kind of... When I hear Naked City, that's not what I think.
Too you know? Boy.
Still, I don't like that. So.
Okay, so who took the throne?
It was Eiler. It's hard to pick between the Coltranes, Alice, and John. But I have moved on to like the Germans and the ECM catalog a little bit from the more avant-garde guys. So,
Pat Metheny?
Yeah.
Early Metheny?
Yeah, early.
Yeah. Not all right, late. Interesting. Breaking news, by the way, Vic.
Uh-oh.
We have a big announcement coming in from Alec Baldwin.
Do you want music for it?
Dum, dum, it dum, 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 dum. Alec Baldwin says he did not pull the trigger.
Wow. There you go.
Wow.
More on this story, go to every website. Wow. For more on this... Visit every website. What could it be? What is the whole story here? Let's see. CNN must know. I'll get to the bottom of this.
Well, it's got
to
be like a PR thing so he can get back into movies, right?
I didn't do it. Anyways, I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to judge that.
Wouldn't he have said that like
story?
Right away?
Yeah, why would he like, wait till now? It's a little late to
Yeah, all that. The times he's freaking out on camera and everything, but he never said it before.
Remember that clip of William Shatner telling somebody his wife died and was his wife drowned?
Oh, Jesus.
It's my wife. She's gone.
Oh, God. Wait, that really happened?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's take another hotheader. It's always nice to hear them.
Yes. 1 second. Sorry, I was in another screen. Clicking around.
What's the list that we got? We just got Phil.
I'll pull that up in a sec.
Jimmy,
I think a lot of the hotheads are talking about that, so I'll pull it
up. Okay, that's there. Great.
732, you're live on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
What?
732, you there?
What the heck is
Hello?
This?
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yep. Where are you calling from?
We thank you.
Hey, Tim, from New Jersey.
All right. Jersey, Springsteen.
Got what?
And I got Stress a Factory. Jersey villain, rock and roll villain for you.
You got a rock and roll villain. Let's hear it.
Jersey's own tiny werewolf, Glenn Danzig.
Glenn Danzig. All right.
Okay.
Is he a bad guy, Matt?
I don't know about that.
Mother! I don't think so.
Yeah, he used to live in my neighborhood.
He's not getting on a top 10 list, pal.
If you want to pull that up, Tom, we can take a look.
Why is he a bad... Why?
My screen time.
He's pretty notorious for getting into fights.
Look at this graphic you guys are
kind of just being a general asshole.
Well, yeah, listen.
Getting into fights and being an asshole.
Dude,
we're not on that level.
I mean, he's also Glenn Danzig. That's like his thing.
We're talking Dr. Conrad Murray level over here.
Thank you. That's a good.
Do you know about Glenn Danzig and the pile of bricks in Los Feliz? You ever hear about that?
Like his house?
Yeah,
I do know.
He lived in Los Feliz for a long time. He had a big pile of bricks out front and made all the neighbors real mad, and he refused to move them. So
this is not villainous. This is not villainous.
Yeah, he's
funny. You can see his his listing online is like all his like little statues and stuff that he had in his house.
All right, let's not go down a Glenn Danzig.
We don't need to go down a Danzig hole.
I hate this guy. Hey, guy on the phone from New Jersey.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
What are you, little Stevie?
Is that a New Jersey thing to breathe heavy? Like, that's all I hear when I watch this.
Nice
Sopranos.
Reception. Nice reception, yeah. Nice
what sewer are you calling from?
Now listen.
New Jersey.
I want you to drive around until you find a hill and then roll the fuck down in a barrel.
Nah, I'm at work right now. That's probably why.
Get yourself an empty oil drum. Get yourself in it. Get your only friend to tip it over and roll it down the hill into traffic.
That's right.
I'm gonna come back. I'm actually gonna pull back on that a little bit. Don't go into traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Just roll around.
All right. I'll stay out of traffic.
Get your friend to take you up to Niagara Falls. Put you in a barrel, and over the falls you'll go.
Onto the Canadian side.
Into the Canadian side.
The Canadian side. That's right.
All right.
Yep. You got it, then.
You got it.
That was Frankie Valli.
Wow.
All right.
Who should
all right, thanks, 732.
Who maybe should be on the rock and roll list here himself.
Let's talk to Alan.
Frankie Valli should be on that.
Oh, really?
Probably.
I think you're gonna say I should be.
Oh no, not you. No, but
Valley's a bad guy. Alan, I believe Alan is in.
Alan,
this year.
Oh yeah, we do not want the water to get too cold for Alan as he's joining us from the bath. Is Alan Resnick there, host of the Alan Bath Time channel on Instagram?
Hey Tim, can you hear me?
I certainly can. Can I see you though? Is the question.
I don't know. Hey, Tim. Alan here.
Hi, Alan.
I'm in my
there
bath.
He is.
Wow. There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
That looks so nice.
Yeah, it's a hot. I'm sitting in a hot bath, and it feels warm all over my body. It feels good, kind of like a hug.
Yeah. Mm. I wish I had a bath big enough for me, for this man of my stature. I always find I sit in a bath, and my penis is sitting up above the waterline, and my knees are up there. Mm. And it's not a fun experience. I don't know about you, Doug.
You wish, T.
You take a bath?
I take a bath like once a year.
Yeah.
Man. Do you want me to do the penis thing?
Nope. Can I take a bath?
No, go ahead, Alan. What's happening in your world?
I just wanted to say I bet Vic takes baths.
You know what? I do now and then. I'm the same problem with Tim. I don't have a big bath where I can go, and everything's all over the place. But and also, I don't like, but I do like baths, but I end up like falling asleep or something in there. I'm too long in there. I'm all pruny. I don't like the pruniness.
Yeah, what do you do about pruniness?
Yeah,
are
you getting any tips?
I think it's actually good to be pruny. It's kind of like the human brain has prunes, and the folds that you get when you spend too much time in the bath is actually a way of showing wisdom and age on your hands and your body. That's actually kind of a good thing for me in my bath.
Wow, you're so moisturized at that point, right? I mean, you really are.
You kind of look like the elephant man with that
lotion helmet. That you could have is the bath.
Yeah, when it gets pretty, then it won't like accept any more water. That's as moisturized as you can.
Yeah, you get full of water and hydrated. I don't even drink water. I drink a little bit of bath water, and that set me off for the whole day.
Really?
Wow.
That's disgusting. No offense.
No, it's not. There's actually a lot of health benefits to drinking. I read an interesting article that said there's a lot of health benefits to drinking a tiny bit of bath water every time you take a bath, which for me is several times a day.
Wow. You take a bath several times a day? Do you ever worry about, do you ever worry about all the water you're using? I mean, are you calling from Southern California?
Yes, I am in California. There is a drought going on, but I don't worry about the drought because I feel like I should be able to take a bath as many times as I want is my right. And I do I don't think it's real, the drought. I think I've seen it rain here a couple times.
Uh-huh.
So I just think, you know, every time it rains, that probably counts for me allowing to take about 200 baths.
Wow. So that's sort of like the old Kelly Conaway quote, my alternative facts, right? Huh?
Do you? I mean, when it rains, do you
please,
ever?
Please, please. No, you. I'm just curious.
Sorry. My last question. So, do you ever do like a natural bath, like in a puddle after it rains, or like I go to a pond?
What is he? I don't know. I'm just wondering. What is he, a Smurf?
No, because like if we want to save water, just find an organic.
That's a very interesting question.
Thanks.
From Vic.
Thank you.
And I read an interesting article. The very first baths of man were done in ponds and puddles. And
puddles. Stop saying puddles. No one's taking a bath in puddles.
This is why I don't go to left, actually.
Yeah.
This is
wacky.
Men used to bathe in puddles and ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And women would actually bathe in they would take showers in the waterfall, which is why I think men should not take showers and women should not take baths.
Okay.
But I also don't think women should take showers.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously, you have opinions.
Now, can I ask about the bubbles?
No.
Yeah. No, you can ask.
Now, how do you get such a nice bubble? What's your secret?
Well, I'll show you. I got to close the door. I got a door installed. Hold on.
Okay.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
Oh, my God. What?
So I used to use frozen Disney bubble bath from the Frozen movies. Now I use Paw Patrol bubble bath.
Okay.
And it just gives me so many bubbles, so many amazing suds and bubbles. And I just feel very lucky that the Paw Patrol franchise has pivoted to making a very sudsy bubble bath. Thank you.
I think I know the answer. Do you have children?
No.
Okay. Have you read any? You keep up on the news. Have you read anything interesting out there? Anything going on?
Yes. I read news every day. I have a little proprietary news app that aggregates news.
Uh huh. The Apple.
And
news
I read
app.
It before I take a bath, and I think about the news, and then I stew on it in the tub. And I read an interesting news article today about hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds.
Yes. And this article said that hummingbirds are actually bugs. They're not birds. And the reason people didn't know this is because they weren't able to catch any hummingbirds.
Uh-huh.
Because they move so fast, you can't catch them. And they don't know where they never find a dead body of a hummingbird.
Oh.
Because the hummingbirds go somewhere special to die. But there was a car accident in a hummingbird nest. They found some of the bodies. They looked at the eyes and they said, these are not birds. These are bugs. Nope.
They never found a dead hummingbird body.
I don't know.
Wow.
Apparently, the article.
I thought that was settled. I thought that was settled science.
No, they could do Serial season 4 about that. Yeah.
Serial, the podcast.
The podcast. Yeah.
You listen to podcasts?
Oh yeah, big podcast guy.
Are you a podcast guy, Alan? Do you listen to podcasts?
No, I get all my news from a proprietary app on my phone.
I don't think podcasts are just about the news. I think you can get all kinds of the stories.
Yeah, there's different stuff. They're doing all sorts of stuff now.
Yeah. What is the name of the app you got that bug hummingbird story from?
A good journalist never reveals his source, and a good magician never tells you how to do a trick.
Oh. Okay.
What else you got? Oh, you got a little ladle.
That's
a very nice ladle.
Who's that?
To get the back.
Who is that?
My blue ladle. It helps me get warm all over the parts of me that don't fit in the back.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that would help you, Tim, because you're such a big guy. Uh-huh. A ladle to get more water on you in a tiny bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know any bad rock and roll guys?
Yeah.
I don't know rock and roll. I've read articles about Meatloaf, and they said that he was a bad guy.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
Is that true?
I mean, Meatloaf, I don't think we classify as a villain.
No.
Kind of a sad character.
What, do you remember what they said that was bad about Loaf?
They said he was mean to everybody, and he was he was so big and mean that he would knock people over off the stage. I don't know if that's true. It was just an article I read.
Knock
him
off the stage.
Big Meatloaf.
He's kind of clumsy up there.
You okay? Oh, no. You got some bubbles down the throat? Is that something that happens a lot?
Yes, I do drink. I do drink bubbles, and they do taste good, but they make me cough.
Because
you can breathe them like air for a little bit, but then they make you cough.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you have an Instagram channel where people can see you take baths, and you can talk on there about what you're thinking about.
Yeah, I have an Instagram channel called Alan Bath Time where people watch me take a bath. I don't like the way people look at me and look at my body while I take a bath, but it's part of the course if you want a channel of bath videos.
Right.
Wait, so why do you do it if you don't want people to watch you, but you put people, you have a thing where they watch you?
That's a very interesting question. I do it to inspire people to take baths. I'm a bath advocate and I want people to take baths and I don't want people showering. And I especially do it to inspire young boys because there's a war on boys.
There is a war on boys. Yeah, no, there is.
I didn't know that. I don't want to know. I don't know if we want to take the show in this direction.
I don't want to get political, but I do think boys were the original bath takers. Like I said, women would bathe in shower in the waterfall and boys would splash in the pond in the puddle. And in the Old West, you'd see men in the big wooden barrels and they would take a bath and the woman would tip her a penny. A hay penny, and she'd help you with your bath.
Ah.
Oh, like in the horse trough.
I do it to inspire young boys to take baths and feel proud of the bath.
I mean, so I have to say, you know, Charlie's 5 years old, my son's 5 years old, and sometimes it's a bit of a struggle to get him to take a bath. He doesn't want to take a bath.
Just shower?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he just doesn't want to, doesn't want to break up whatever.
Hose him down, T?
So I'd say, let's get Alan involved and maybe inspire him to be a real bath champion.
Yeah, show your son my bath channel. And a little tip for getting a little boy to take a bath, if they refuse or want to shower, remind them that they came from the bath, from the mother's womb, which was a hot sap of water, which is a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, just get the bath hot. I think the hotter the bath, the more the boy likes it. I don't have a boy, but I've read about it.
I don't know. They're sort of sensitive about temperature. I think you don't want to get them. Sometimes that's too hot. I don't know if that's great advice.
What about rubber duckies? Do you ever?
Do you have any toys in there? Do you have any rubber duckies?
I have two. I have my blue splashy splat thing, and then my favorite bath toy are these two Seinfeld ketchup and mustard bottles that came with the boxes. they're a little delicate. They're so they don't, ceramic, but I keep them in my bag.
They don't float.
They actually don't. They don't float.
All right, Alan.
All right.
Wow.
It almost has like a Santa Claus beard kind of thing. You could maybe try that out.
Well, obviously. So
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Alan. Alan Resnick. Alan Bath Time Channel on Instagram. And how often do you post videos, Alan?
He's got a cat.
All my baths, but I don't post every bath because I don't always want people looking at my body. So if I feel like I want people to see me take a bath, I will post, but not very often.
Okie doke. Well, thanks for calling into our show. Good to know.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks, Doug and Vic and Matt and Jazz Guy.
Jazz Guy. Alan, take care.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye.
Wow.
Wow.
Fascinating.
It's fascinating. Yeah.
Let's take another Zoomer, Matt.
Well, we actually got a VIP on the Hothead Hotline. Natalie Mehring, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Natalie. Hi.
Good day, office hours.
Hi. We were just talking to Alan Resnick. Are you familiar with him?
I wish.
Oh, man.
Is he the one that was in the bath all bubbled out?
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, I'm down with that.
It really inspired me. It made me so happy. How are you today?
I'm in the studio.
Ooh.
I am recording vocals for my new record, which is usually the last thing that you do if that gives anybody any indication where I'm at. So that's what's up.
Well, you could be trying a radical new approach of starting with vocals and then building instrumental.
Fill in the blanks later.
Yeah, fill in the blanks later.
Just
sing to do you know how,
acapella.
I was reading how, you know, the Bob Dylan album, what's the one, that's the worst when you say what's that, and it's like 40 to choose from, but it's.
What era?
Slow Train of Coming?
No, it's like it's. Yeah, forget it. It's the one he did with Daniel Lenoir. The first one he did with Daniel Lenoir. The first one he did with
World Gone Wrong?
No.
Modern Times?
No. I'm so screwed. Ring Them Bells is on it. Well, that's what I call a loser. Anyways, we'll find that out, Matt.
What?
We'll find that out.
But I like
someone has
Daniel Lenoir.
You know what they did?
Mercy, they're saying.
Oh Mercy, thank you. If you listen to Oh Mercy, the way they made that album, Natalie, it was him on vocals and guitar playing to a drum machine. And then they So it was just that. And then they went back and tracked everything over that.
Genius.
So one way to do
it. A good idea.
You know, because they wanted, he wanted to be loose.
Pretty good idea.
Lanois wanted him to be loose and not stressed by the whole band being there. It's just like, play these beautiful songs to a click track, essentially, and then we will fill in the rest.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, he can't be bothered with the dynamics.
Yeah, sure. The band personnel, the politics of the session guys.
Remember when they, can I bring up Simon Garfunkel quick? Like the Sounds of Silence they recorded just acoustically.
Yeah, and then,
and they had to like try to keep up
the
with the wrecking crew. Yeah.
For the, Natalie, what can you tell, us anything about this new album? What would you say if I put a gun to your head?
Oh my God.
I'd say, oh my God, we recorded it at the Pet Sound Studio.
Ooh.
What?
So we got some sick chamber reverb up on it.
Nice.
And then, you know, there's a lot of the old cast. We got a little Lemon Twigs in the mix.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And some new additions. I had the bassist from Soul Coughing play on it. Whoa. I mean, I don't know if that's a selling point.
Come on. He's cool. Great, Sebastian Steinberg.
Really? Oh, Matt, that meant something to Matt.
He's all over the Fiona Apple album, too.
Oh, yeah.
That meant something to Matt. All right.
Meant a lot to me.
Yeah, Sebastian is a killer bassist. Yeah, I think, you know, we made a lot of noises. And we did a lot of fun experimentation and recorded way too much music. So we're looking at some serious bonus material. I mean, I think it's probably what everybody did because the pandemic afforded so much time to like overthink and write a lot. And, you know,
did it come flowing?
So it's a pretty fat record.
Did it come flowing out or was it hard to write in the pandemic? Did it come flowing out? Like words are flowing out?
You know, I had nothing to say during the pandemic.
Yeah, what's there to talk about?
I definitely had nothing to say. Well, it's just like, what are you going to say? You know, like, it took me, you know, probably August of this year before I actually could write a song about that time. So, yeah, at the time, it was more like a trickle and more just like what are we doing on this planet together?
Yeah.
And then kind of slowly figuring that out. Then it was like floodgates.
You know, you're a hip.
Especially when the world kind of opened up.
You're like one of the hipper people I know in my life. Like you're hip. You're connected to the what's happening, right? And when I was hanging out with you,
yeah,
a couple weeks ago, I noticed you were saying this term, and I didn't bring it up because I just want to be cool and be like, yeah, I hear you. But you were saying the doomers, and that's a new subcategory. I never knew about the doomer category.
What's the doomers, T?
Natalie, what are doomers?
Well, I'll tell you about the doomers. There's a lot of doomers in New York, but it's kind of like a meme intellectual person who's like somebody who is young and maybe spent a little too much time on the internet, and they're really smart and they have a lot of good things to say, but mostly it's just very dystopian. Like we have no future.
Bad
there's
news.
No hope. We live in a post world. And so a doomer culture that develops is like a lot of these films that are like horror films meets grief, meets comedy, meets, you know, it's just like this mishmash of like hopelessness.
Jeez.
But it's people still trying to have the same kind of artistic expression,
and a lot of the conversation, a lot of the conversation isn't fun. It's like talking about the variants of the virus and
doomer.
Who would be like a doomer that I would be familiar with? Is there anybody out there?
These aren't
any names?
Public person.
Maybe Vic Berger.
Maybe I am. I
feel like if I publicly call out a doomer, I'm going to get doomed myself.
Yeah.
But I think you could say that there's some podcasts in existence that exhibit some thoughtful doomeristic qualities.
Yeah, maybe
and maybe
Poole.
They're trying to lean the doom away from the negative. But
I'm not.
I think on the whole,
man.
Well, I'm just trying to have fun and laugh and have people that are taking.
On the whole, the doomers are just the young kids. I mean, their future does look pretty twisted, and there's a disintegration of the fabric socially that's happening on such a level that it's like they're disillusioned.
Yeah.
Maybe they wouldn't use the word doom. But there's also a bunch of disillusioned people, you know.
So is this your term or is this a term that
I don't want to say anybody's name.
Is it your term or is it something that you just are aware of?
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Have you guys heard of the Ion podcast?
No, what's the ION?
So there, the ION podcast is like a film podcast. Two dudes who wear a mask. They're anonymous. Mm. Very doomy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But they told me about the doomers. They filled me in. They're like only 3 years younger than me, but they have this whole other life with 3 years extra internet under their belt.
Right.
So
they're already in a sub-generational.
They had a lot to tell me about the doomers.
All right, listen. I want to just say, because that's depressing, and this I want to say weird. We had the opposite of a doom experience last 2 weeks ago in the desert at their desert days. How much fun did we end up having?
Oh, yeah. I think we ended up having, like, probably, you know, 100% more fun than I imagined. Oh. I mean, I didn't imagine it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
But, like, let's say, I didn't imagine it was going to be bad, but we practiced once. And we played like a band that had been touring together for years. So it was pretty fun.
It was really fun. And the good news is, if you weren't there, did you watch it yet? Did you scroll around?
Yeah.
It's okay, right? It's good.
I scrubbed it. Oh, yeah. I think it's really good.
I'm always like, I'm so hyper.
I mean, the energy there was really fun. So.
Yeah. It's all good. So they filmed it like they did the last waltz, right?
Yeah.
Or Talk, Stop Making Sense, mm-hmm. or all these great movies. They filmed it very well done. It sounds good. It looks good. I'm a little hypercritical because I forgot a word and there's a couple of flubs, but whatever.
did they digitally take the cocaine out of your nose?
Yeah, they digitally took the cocaine out.
Yeah. But we, Matt, if we could link to that, you can stream that concert next week, I believe, next Thursday, the 9th.
December 9th, yeah.
December 9th, it'll be, I think it's $15 to stream it. You'll probably get to stream it. I don't know how long you'll get to watch it, but there's a link, and people are saying, I wish I could have gone. Well, now you can. You put it on your big screen TV, and it's like you're there in the front row.
Yeah, it's just like you're there. And you can hear where we flubbed.
The flubs.
That's very intriguing.
I'm so
honestly.
Embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed, because it's like, some of the time I'm really cooking, and then I'll like fuck up. But you know, I was watching Get Back, which I'm going to talk about on Saturday. You've been probably too busy.
Ooh, dude! Everybody's been watching Get Back, and I feel like it's like crack. It's like everybody's like secret drug because it feels so good.
Have you watched it
to see the lads? Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good.
Well, I'm saving the last episode, but yeah, the lads.
It's
just
the greatest.
Killing.
It's the absolute greatest. But
yep.
I felt a little better because at the end, Lennon's doing, they're doing the last, well, this is maybe a little spoiler, but not really. They're doing the concert on the roof.
Yeah.
And Lennon needs the lyrics in front of him because, listen, they just wrote the songs like 3 days ago. So it's like, you know, how do I remember all these? And also the words for a lot of those songs in particular are kind of just gobbledygook and a lot of, like, they're just like filler words.
Yeah.
And so he's got their PA.
They're just words that are flowing out.
Yeah. But he's got like the PA down on his knees holding up the lyric sheet for John to read during that concert. But then he also flubs it anyways. He goes, nobody blah, 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 down she does, man. You're like, that's exactly what I would be doing. I'm like Lennon.
I'm ready.
All right, well,
that's what I think that documentary is for. It's for everybody to stop giving themselves such a hard time. Even the Beatles were just buddy duds.
Everybody had a hard year.
Perfect.
Everybody saw the sunshine. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
I want you to stop talking to me.
I can't tell you.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I can't tell you how many bands sit in that same circumstance in a circle beating themselves up.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you see the Beatles just take it with grace and like basically just mess around and start doing cover songs, you're like, oh yeah, that's the environment, you know.
I actually don't have that much.
Would you be able to tolerate that? One more question about this, then I want to let you go so you can rest your voice because I don't want anything disrupting this vocal session. And I know what it's like to talk on a cell phone.
Yeah.
But would you tolerate that much dicking around in the studio though? Or would you go like, guys, this is annoying. Can we get to work?
Well, doesn't Paul look like a huge dick? He's the only one that's like, this is not working.
Yeah,
but I think you got to have a good cop and you got to have a bad cop.
Yep.
The good cop is like, yes, everybody just mess around.
Yeah.
Because it's important, that flow and that comfort and that ease. Music should be easy. It should not be this you know, excruciating over, pain. And
Paul is self-aware. I don't want to go. I'm getting trapped in a rabbit hole. But Paul's so self-aware that that's the kind of person he is, because he's like, oh, I start overthinking it. Like, he's very aware, so fucking aware.
I'm actually quite good on bass.
But listen, well,
that's, yeah, no, Paul, I think he really shows that. I don't think he's a dick personally. No. I relate to the Paul side of things as somebody who's like very, you know, interested in creating something, you know, special. So like his, where he's going is much needed. He's a good ingredient for the mixture. It's just like you need a little bit of that to push.
Absolutely.
But not too much.
Well, God.
Please
a
do
good
it.
Cop and a bad cop.
All right. Listen, folks, I'm going to be talking about this for probably six, longer than the actual documentary on Saturday night, because we're going to do a live stream. If you're not doing anything Saturday, call in and we can talk more about it. I'll text you about that.
But, all right.
Because it's so, I could talk about it forever, because it's just like it. It's just so fun to talk about for me. Some people like to talk about
it. I think it's really fun. I think it's very eye-opening, too, because everybody needs to give themselves a break.
Give yourselves a break.
In general.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Everybody just cool.
All right, Natalie. Thank you so much. I can't. Would you send me some of these songs one of these goddamn days so I can hear what you've been working on or what?
Oh, yeah, you'll get the VIP preview, no doubt.
All right.
No doubt.
All right, Natalie,
talk
to you soon.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye.
The Beach Boys aren't hip anymore.
Oh, look who went over there. I was going to ask you a question.
I'm right here.
I'm going to ask you a question. Are you honest, Andrew?
Yeah.
If there was going to be a big 8-hour documentary making of a jazz artist, who would it be? If
Coltrane.
You would, Coltrane?
Yeah.
Love Supreme or whatever?
Yeah, Ole.
Okay. Now, joining me now, folks, Matt, I hope you're not going nowhere. We got a long episode in our hands. That's what it is.
We're going long. It's great. It's a fun ep.
I didn't ask for no editorial.
How we doing?
I'll say. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the studio right now, very blessed, very honored to have a wonderful music performance, and we will talk to her. We'll do this. We'll talk to her after the song and after the break, if you don't mind sticking around.
Okay.
Pearl Charles is here, joined by her accompanist Michael Rault. Did I say that right, Michael?
I say Rault, but Rault. I think I say it wrong too.
You do say it wrong. All right, take it away, Pearl.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back after the song and a break in that amount of time, in that order.
This one's called Take Your Time. You ready, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
I hear your starry song on the rise. Don't you let it pass you by. You were busy getting high. Why don't you open up your eyes? It's gonna be just fine. Clouds will keep on rushing by. Nothing ahead, nothing behind. You know the sun still loves the sky. When she opens up to cry, take your time. You're all right. It's gonna be just fine. Thank you. shadows in our minds. The dawn is dim before the light. Tilt your head to find the shine.
This is Ringo Starr warning you with peace and love that if you want to hear another full hour of Office Hours, you simply must go to patreon.com/officehours. That's where you'll find all sorts of great stuff like Tim's Beatles podcast, the Joel Hull full 2 hour episodes, The Compound, and much, much, much more. So once again, I am warning you with peace and love. Please sign up today. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love, peace and love. They just yak-a-de-yak-yak.